Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hopefully, people have figured out the phone number, but here we are. This is it. For good, we swear. Welcome and good morning. It is Tuesday. I'm excited. And today we're going to talk about the Fall Forward Project. Yeah. Now, many of you may have read John Maxwell's Failing Forward, but I'm not looking to do Failing Forward. I'm looking for the Fall Forward. What does that mean? Well, fall is starting very shortly, and we're trying to move forward. So we're going to level up, and we have implemented several things to help you level up this fall. And my goal is that everybody focuses on progress, not perfection. And so much personal development talks about that. People set these crazy high super goals for themselves that are so extreme and so unobtainable. And it's awesome to shoot for the stars. It's awesome to have a big a BHAG, if you've ever heard that, big, hairy, audacious goal. But you just got to make sure that you give yourself room to be human. So if you decide, you know, you're an RC and before Christmas you're going to be an SVP, odds are probably not that that's not going to happen. Love the ambition, love the excitement, but you got to have a goal that's big, that stretches you, but it's something you can go after, that is something that is achievable. And if you do, let's say you're an RC as an example, and you're going to go for RD, and you look at your numbers, you're like, that is realistic. Great. You want to bust your butt, and you want to work as hard as you can. But if you miss it, you still made progress forward. You're doing great. And so sometimes in the process of trying to be more and become more and accomplish more, we are so crazy hard on ourselves that we sell ourselves short of the opportunity to succeed. So in Project Fall Forward, what I'm going to suggest is that you pick three areas that you are going to work on and start with something you can really do. So, give you an example. Let's say you pick one of those areas, obviously, I would hope, is ACN, okay? So we're looking at how do I move forward and be a better version of myself in my business and whatever the things that you are this fall. Because you know what? Look, I got to just stop for a minute here. So many people do all this stuff and then they set up a New Year's resolution. Hold on 1 minute. I'm getting text messages that people are on. Yes. You can all hear me, hopefully, right? Can someone text me they can hear me? Someone text me that they can hear me, okay. Uh-oh. Yes, okay, thank you. Sorry, somebody text me they couldn't hear me, sorry. So okay, I got you guys, thank you. Okay, so many people will wait until the new year. They'll do what they do in the fall, and then halfway through the fall, they haven't gotten where they're going to go, and then they just go, forget it. And then they decide, well, when the new year comes around, then I'm going to clean up my act and do this and I'm going to do that and everything else. But why? The reason people do that is they were moving along in the fall and they didn't accomplish all the things they set up to. And they had a standard that was so high, that was so rough, that they just gave up on themselves. So Fall Forward will give you a chance to tackle some things. So let's say ACM, you know, where are you not being your best in ACN? Some of you might get customers, but you're not recruiting. Some of you are recruiting, but you're not getting customers. Some of you gave up on yourself and you keep looking at the phone and then remembering you have to do laundry, you have a deadline for work, you have to go take the dog for a walk, anything but picking up the phone to do either. Some of you are doing both, but you know you're capable of another level. So maybe you do get customers, you do put people on, but you're really not doing it to your maximum capacity. So there's just like four sample possibilities. So if you're going to move forward, tackle one thing. Don't just go, okay, I'm going to go from where I am to intergalactic SVP, Circle Champions Influencer, like tackle one thing. What's the one thing that you know if you did, it would get you moving in the right direction. It would start to produce your results. Maybe you haven't put anybody in front of the opportunity and you've just been getting customers. That's the one thing. Maybe it's the other way around. You know, maybe you've been putting people in front of the business, but you're not doing the follow-up. You're not getting the customers. Maybe you haven't been on the team Zoom in so long, you're like, yeah, I don't even know how to get back on there anymore. And you got to get back in the game. Maybe you're doing both, but you know you could do more and you need to raise the bar on the amount of time you're putting in because you have the ability to put in a little more time. Don't try and do it all at once. Just pick one thing and commit to that one thing. Here's the one place that I know I've been weak, and that's going to be my breakthrough. It's a great way to tackle ACN. Now, what's another thing? You know, some of us in the team, we are going to do a fitness challenge together. And, you know, the reason I'm doing that as a team has nothing to do on the surface with ACN, but it has everything to do with ACN, is because when you feel good, you act differently. When you feel energetic and healthy and you feel like you're doing the right thing and you're taking care of yourself, you're going to have more energy to build your business. You're going to be more effective with the people that you're working with. It changes everything. If you feel, pardon me, like crap, nobody wants to do anything but sit on the couch and eat some comfort food and turn on Netflix. So, like, you want to get your energy and you want to get your health up, because if you do end up being successful, you know, who wants to be at the top of the company and be mentally excited but physically suffering? That's not a fun plan. So we're doing this fitness challenge. And in the fitness challenge, some people will try and go for everything, and they're going to try and change the way they eat and change their workout to do this and that. But for a lot of people, I'm like, just do one thing. Pick one thing. Maybe you eat okay and you haven't been exercising. Maybe you get a little bit of exercise and you just really hit the drive-thru too many times. Maybe you ain't doing either one, you know. Or, again, maybe you do both, but you know you could be better. Pick one thing. And then the third thing I would tell you is your family. And these are just three categories I think would be great. Like, if you took these on now as we're ramping up for the fall, your fall will be unbelievable. The third thing is your family. And everybody has something. You know, maybe you're in a relationship. Maybe you have children. Maybe you have parents. You know, there's somebody that is in your life, or maybe your family is not blood family, but you've got your own created family. But how are you interacting with them? You know, are you spending quality time with them? You know, if something happened, do you know that they feel appreciated and loved by you? Do you feel appreciated and loved by them? You know, can you improve your relationship? And how do you do that? Well, let's take another couple examples, because that's what we're doing today. So let's say there's somebody in your life and you take that person for granted. What would it be like to just every once in a while express to them or do something small for them to let them know that they were loved and appreciated? You know, if you get really busy and you don't communicate with your parents or somebody else that's in your family that's important, what would it be like just to occasionally send a message to that person? You know, if you do communicate with them, but things are routine, what would it be like to shake things up and do something different? You know, there's just ways that you can appreciate and love on somebody. And if you're feeling not appreciated or not loved, well, the best way to have it come back to you is to give it first. And why does that matter? Because if you're trying to be your best, joy and love are kind of a big part of life. And, you know, you see so many times people who are celebrities and they become famous and they make all this money and they're horribly depressed. And sometimes people are even suicidal because they have like no relationships. They're just isolated. You got to have that in your life as well. Now, of course, the fourth thing, and these are not in order, by the way, these are just as I'm rattling them off to you, would be faith. But I won't go into that too much today. And the reason I'm not going into that is because people have different faiths. So I don't want to step on anyone's toes for whatever their faith looks like, but you need something for show. So that is up to you. And if you don't have anything in your life, you could pray, you could read, you could go on YouTube and you know, watch somebody who's, you know, talking about faith and all of that as well, but you need something. So my recommendation is you pick a couple areas of your life, not one, and you tackle one demon, you tackle one weakness, and you say, this fall, I'm going to move forward with this one thing in each area. And it is amazing how much it will transform your life if you just do those little steps. You know, it's funny, I have been with my husband, let's see, we got married in 95, but we dated for years and years and years before that. I met him when I was 19 years old. Can you believe that? That's when I started dating him. And I'm way past 19 if you can't do the math. So we've been together forever. And every once in a while, we just do things to make the other person happy. And my husband is so cute. He came up to me the other day and said, on this date, we're going somewhere. So he makes sure I don't make any plans with ACN. He goes, we're going somewhere. And I'm not telling you where. So you have to be ready at this time, and we're going to go somewhere, and we're not getting back till midnight. And I just start laughing. I have no idea what we're doing. But how cute is that, right? How cute is that? And I just feel so loved that whatever the heck it is we're doing, he's trying to do something out of the box and surprise me. And it has made my whole morning. I've been like thinking about it. And it is the feeling I have, which is better than even the curiosity. You could do that for someone. You could do that for your kid. You could do that for your spouse. You could just be like, hey, on Thursday, at a Friday night, at this time, we're going to go there. And take them to a restaurant. Take them to somewhere you went on a first date. You could go do anything like that. And all of these little moves will ripple into your life. And if you go into the fall and you're like, this is the thing, I'm going to break this lazy habit I have with ACN. This is what I'm going to do regarding my faith. One thing, that's it, just one little thing. This is what I'm going to do regarding my relationships. One little thing. And this is what I'm going to do regarding my health. One little thing. And I can do these. These aren't big. And I'm going to set up some accountability, or I'm going to share what I'm doing with someone else. I'm telling you, your entire fall will not only bring you business success, but an enriched and fulfilled life. And if you are doing that in the fall, then when the new year comes and everyone else is trying to get it together, you're in a whole different place. You're in a different stratosphere with where you are in life. And I really want to encourage you to do that. Take one thing from each place. And if you know what that is right away, but you don't want to do it, then that's the thing, right? So if you're like, well, I really should do, oh, I'm not going to do that. But if you know there's one small change you could make, just go ahead now and text one person and say, this is the thing I need to change, right? So like I mentioned, you know, some of you are doing a fitness challenge. We're going to have a little Zoom with before we start that. And maybe your whole thing is, I am not eating another Egg McMuffin. I'm just not. I'm not doing that, right? Like, that might just be the one weakness that you have. Or I've always said I should get something to measure my steps. I'm just going to do that now. More importantly, in your ACN business, here we sit, and maybe you haven't registered for the convention. Come on now. Just do that. Or maybe you haven't put anybody in front of the business because you haven't had the nerve and you've been unplugged. Just plug back in. Just commit. I'm going to get back on my team Zoom and get my courage back up and get myself back in the right place. Or maybe you have someone on your chicken list and you would flip out if they got into ACN. You have not called them. You have not contacted them. Here's what I'll tell you. If you don't, somebody else will. Just a matter of time. They'll either do it for our team or they're going to do it for some other business. That's what's up. So the time is right. The fall is here. The recession's nasty and getting worse. It's the perfect time to build your business, and it's the perfect time to build yourself. So every time I do a mojo, my goal is to have you in a place where hopefully you hang up and you can tackle the world a little bit more strongly. But today I want you to go ahead and really look at leveling up who you are and creating your best version of you starting today. So thank you so much for joining me. Super excited that you're here. This is the permanent Mojo number. From now on, we will not be switching back. And also on Monday mornings, this is going to be my Monday morning leadership call again. So a little bit of confusion, but every time you're looking for me and my fantastic leaders and our team, it will be on this phone number. Monday Leadership, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday Mojo. One number, one mission, level up. Have a fantastic day. Take care.